The Arts Council of Northern Ireland today released the first details of how it will implement the 11.2% cut to funding passed on to it as part of the Northern Ireland Executive's 2015-16 budget. It's already been a tough few days for arts organisations here, as a number of them already know they'll face huge cuts to their budgets. The Queen's Festival has also lost its funding from Queen's University. Over the weekend, the Belfast-born actor and director, Sir Kenneth Branagh, says he would like to work again in Northern Ireland. He told the BBC he's worried by cuts in funding to arts organisations here and that he would like to see the Belfast Festival at Queen's survive. Malachy O'Doherty is with us today, as is David Vance. Morning to you, Malachy.
Good morning, Steve.
Morning, David.
Morning, Stephen.
Is the arts for us all, Malachy, or is it just for posh snobs?
Well, all of the arts isn't for all of us. I mean, obviously, some people don't want to go and see Bruce Springsteen. Some people don't want to go and see the Ulster Orchestra. But arts generally is for all, and it's a quality of life issue. And quality of life includes health and well-being and happiness and all. And in terms of the arts in Northern Ireland, that includes culture night. It includes cultural events between communities and within communities, as well as support for writers and artists and the Ulster Orchestra and the festivals.
But is this something that we should all be concerned about, that we're losing Queen's Festival?
Well, yes,
potentially.
I think so. The situation, for instance, when Queen's Festival was at its height in the 80s, I suppose, in the 70s and 80s and into the 90s, was at a time when there was very little other cultural activity in Northern Ireland. So I suppose it was a lifeline then. It was crucial. It was, you know, in a dead city, it was one of the few things that was happening. I'm less worried about that in itself, you know, that one particular issue. And we've seen Queen's, you know, for instance, axing the bookshop, you know, and losing its sense of being part of the cultural environment and being more of a factory of degrees, which is sad in itself. But there are other cultural activities and there are other cultural pursuits within Northern Ireland. And yes, they are about the well-being and health of a community. Do you want a community in which people are only bored or only focused on the work that they have to do and have very little in the sense with, you know, preoccupation in cultural events? And you end up with a place which is unattractive to tourists, which is supposed to be one of our big economic drivers.
There's the case for the defence, David.
Yeah, well, actually, you know, I have to say, I don't disagree with some of the points Malachy makes, and I think most sort of sensible people would think that arts and enhancing culture is a good thing. But that's frankly not what this is about, because it's about how it's paid for. Because unfortunately, what it comes down to in the real world is pounds, shillings and pence. And what we have seen is a pretty substantial cut to the arts budget, for sure, which is surprising, given that the culture minister told us back in December that she didn't envisage any further cuts to arts. That's quite interesting. And the second point is, it's all about choices, you see. I'm sure Malachy understands this. You only can you can only spend the same pound twice, or once rather, not twice. I haven't said that in the executive. Maybe they do intend to actually spend it twice. So the sad thing is that, you know, take it at a different, slightly different angle. If we had introduced the welfare cuts, which Sinn Féin opposed, we would have had £2 million per week extra to spend as we wished. Now, the total Arts Council grant, as far as I understand, is about £12 million. So 6 weeks of welfare reform equals a fully funded Arts Council. But, you know, it's about choices. So Sinn Féin want to posture and not implement welfare reform, the arts gets it in the neck. And that's the way it is. Simple choices.
And I mean, I was at the Sinn Féin Art Expo the other day, and one of the things that was announced there was that Carol Ní Chulainn is sitting on £62 million, which is earmarked for the development of Casement Park. And I'm not against that either. I mean, sport is part of culture as well. And, you know, but there will be decisions made about the prioritising of expenditure. But the kind of concern that I have is that we have a kind of a cultural cheapening of the whole of Northern Ireland.
What does that mean?
Well, for instance, you have, I've heard you say, for instance, that you're not all that fussed about the Ulster Orchestra, and if people want to go to the orchestra, then they should pay for it and pay whatever it costs.
Don't think I've ever said that in my life.
Did you not? Okay, forgive me then for misrepresenting
I said,
you.
I said that.
Hmm?
I said that,
David.
Yes, I'm quite happy.
Don't ever get me mixed up for David Vance.
Right, that will never happen again. But if what the subsidy for the arts is about is not simply about creating the events according to the market demand, it's about recognising, in a sense, that part of what any healthy culture is about, or any state is about, is in some measure educating and enriching the people. Now, that sounds patronising, I know, but, I mean, we have so many movements within the market and within the marketised education system, which are about lowering standards, losing touch with the traditions and culture that we all come out of, and losing the opportunity to become mentally richer people.
But, Malachy, can you not see the huge irony, indeed the sublime irony, of a Sinn Féin culture minister implementing these pretty savage cuts to the arts as a consequence of another Sinn Féin policy? So, I mean, this cultural vandalism, which some might say, is actually directly attributable to the cultural vandalism that lies at the heart of the Sinn Féin agenda.
Obviously, Sinn Féin would say that they oppose cuts and they're fighting against them and they're fighting to protect people.
But yet implement.
That's what Sinn Féin would say.
Yeah, and much of the, and as we have seen already, the cutting, the whole swathe of cutting is about creating the space in which you can make an even bigger cut, which is in the corporation tax to big business, because we would rather have a community or a society which is enriched by huge big foreign companies coming in here to make God knows what and giving jobs to the little people.
Yeah. Malachy, unfortunately, that's not what this debate's about. This is about the fact that the Arts Council is having to implement pretty strong cuts, as far as I can see, which I would think are very difficult for them. And I think, unfortunately, in Northern Ireland, we don't seem to want to accept the fact that there are straight economic choices.
Okay.
And this is one that's been made.
Malachy, thank you. David, thank you.